USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The governor of Alabama, Kay Ivey, says her state is in shock from yesterday's tornado in Lee County. It left at least 23 people dead.
To the people of Lee County, please know that we are here today to stand with you today, tomorrow, and the days and weeks ahead. We will stand together and get through this together.
The search for victims continues as there's still a number of people that are unaccounted for. Congressional Democrats are moving ahead and gathering evidence to support various probes into what they say might be illegal activities of the Trump administration. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler tells ABC,
"We've seen abuses of power and obstruction of justice, threats to the Mueller investigation, threats to witnesses. All of these have to be an abuse of..."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
We told you earlier another Democrat, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, is running for the White House. Well, former Attorney General Eric Holder has announced today he will not be running in 2020. The Democrat saying in an opinion piece in the Washington Post he's going to focus on redistricting, the process of reconfiguring electoral districts. Baltimore City police say a woman who was reportedly killed while helping a panhandler in the city a while ago was actually murdered in a staged attack by her husband and stepdaughter. Mayor Catherine Pugh releasing a statement saying the family of 50-year-old Jacqueline Smith was arrested for her death, the police commissioner said yesterday.
During the course of our investigation, we developed evidence that Mr. Smith was leaving Maryland, so we made the appropriate national notifications and the Texas State Police arrested him this morning.
Keith Smith and his daughter Valerie caught near the Mexico border trying to leave the country, now charged with that murder 3 months ago. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Federal investigators are going to be looking into a fatal crash involving a Tesla electric car. A National Transportation Safety Board team is to be in Florida today to investigate Friday morning's crash north of Miami. A 50-year-old man died when his Model 3 slammed into a semi and slid under the trailer. It tore the roof off that high-performance luxury electric car. Investigators will try to learn whether the Tesla semi-autonomous driving system or its automatic emergency braking system were working when that crash occurred. A pretrial hearing for actor Kevin Spacey is scheduled for today in a Massachusetts district courtroom, but Spacey is not required to appear. The actor pleading not guilty to sexual assault charges in January after he was accused of groping an 18-year-old busboy at a restaurant on Nantucket in 2016. Last week, Spacey's defense team filed several new court motions, including one asking for cell phone records from the accuser. And SpaceX has stepped closer to taking astronauts into space after the Crew Dragon reached the International Space Station yesterday as the first ever private spacecraft ultimately designed to take astronauts into orbit to blast off from Cape Canaveral and carry 400 pounds of cargo to the space station, as well as a life-size test dummy named Ripley. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.